I'm Brian Turner with MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Today, I'm very happy to be speaking with Isabel McRae, and we're talking about the power of volunteering and what it means to our communities and the residents of those communities. Isabel, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
First and foremost, can you give us a brief outline of your volunteering history?
Well, it's kind of twofold. My mother was Audrey McRae, was the chair of the Lanark County School Board. From the time I was a young child, I was one of seven. She planted the seeds of giving back. That was just the type of person she was. And it never seemed to amaze me. Around the family table, there was always some kind of a cause we were either fundraising for or volunteering for. It might be for the Canadian Cancer Society, because my grandfather had been experienced years and years of prostate cancer, or it might be for the Heart Foundation because a neighbor down the street had had a heart attack, or it might be for one of the sports groups that one of my brothers or sisters were involved. But there always seemed to be this element of giving back. And she planted that seed very, very early in my life, and not just mine, but in the lives of my brothers and sisters. I guess from a political point of view as well, because I come from a family of long-term trustees, politicians, that type of thing. So it was always about giving back to your community. So that's kind of how it started. But the other fold of that is I became so interested in this that I took volunteer administration at Algonquin College. And I realized that there was a totally other side to all of this. And it wasn't just a matter, volunteering has evolved. It's a science of its own. And it's not just a matter of, we need somebody to do this, so sign up. There's more to it than that. There's everything from recruitment, screening, making sure that the position that you're matching a person to in volunteering doesn't just meet the expectations of the organization, but meets the needs of the volunteer as well. There's the whole element of orientation, of supervision. And one of the things that I think a lot of organizations sometimes miss out on, and that is recognition. And that's one of the things that when I became a counselor, I pointed out to our municipality that we need to be cognizant of recognizing how wealthy this community is in terms of the organizations that do your service, and put some kind of a recognition into play. And in fact, we do that during Volunteer Month now. I think we've had two sessions of that where we brought all of the players and organizations to a barbecue and a presentation, and we do that during Volunteer Month. So that's kind of how I've been involved in volunteering, and it's something I feel very strongly about, giving back. I think there's a lot to be said that you can get from volunteering. There's a correlation between volunteering and longevity, for God's sakes. And it fills a lot of voids for a lot of different people in different ways. It might be anything from, they want to, add it to their resume, to maybe they're feeling isolated and they want to get out there and engage with people, to they want various experiences. And they want to give back. So, I mean, everybody volunteers for a different thing, for a different reason. It's very personalized. Volunteering is a very personal thing.
Now, can you point to some of your more memorable experiences as a volunteer and what you got out of those experiences?
Yes, I volunteered as a volunteer coordinator, actually. Sorry, I didn't volunteer. That was part of my job, a very small part of my job when I worked for the Elmont General Hospital. But I would say it was one of my most meaningful positions I held in terms of working with volunteers. And that was with the Elmont General Hospital. I put together a team of 250 volunteers, and I rejigged their whole junior volunteer program so that we could bring in 50 junior volunteers from both boards of education so that in fact those kids could get their 40 hours of volunteer experience. I would say one of the other ones that's very close to my heart was putting together the first aid and CPR response team for Stewart Park Festival. And that was a very meaningful experience. And my heart is going into Hospice Hub. And there's an example of a need and a niche in this community that is very, very much needed because of our age, such a large contingent of aging population that is needed so badly in this community, end of life care, to ensure that there's that end of life care and wraparound care for caregivers, and that that end of life is done with dignity and respect. I feel very strongly about that. So, as I said before, everybody volunteers with a different heart and mind.
We hear from a lot of organizations and groups that it's hard to get volunteers these days. What would you say to someone who came to you and expressed that they might be interested in volunteering, but they're kind of on the fence? How would you convince them to make that move?
The first thing I would say to them is I would ask them is, what is it that you hope to get gain from the volunteer experience? And what is your interest? That's why, when I talked about taking the course in volunteer administration, the whole idea of screening and recruitment, it's very, very important that the match is meaningful to that individual. But it also hits on another point that, and I'm glad you brought this up, Ryan, and that is this community needs a volunteer bureau. And at the time when I was canvassing for council, you wouldn't believe the number of people when I went door to door said, "Oh, I would like to volunteer. Can you tell me where I sign up?" And these were people, retired people with all kinds of incredible skill sets, everything from financial management to media relations to, executive directors, you name it. The incredible background and resources in this community. And they're out there. And one of the things I had said on my platform is I wanted to try to develop a volunteer bureau. But I'm not giving up on that. I really do believe there needs to be a central agency somewhere in this community people can go to, and they would go there and we'd say, these are the volunteer opportunities that we have. Would you like to fill out an application form? Tell us about what you're hoping to get out of your volunteer experience, and let's help you find a match. And I just think that is something that's desperately needed because I think there's a lot of people out there, they're scrambling and they would like to volunteer, but they're just not exactly sure how to get started.
Well, what an excellent idea. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share these experiences and this information with us today. I'm Brian Turner for MyFM.